My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster, who represents the Sunshine State's 8th Congressional District. He serves in the Orlando area, which is right in the middle of the state and is certainly one of the major areas of attention by the Republican presidential candidates. As the voters in the Sunshine State go to the polls today, the campaigning continues right up to the final hour, particularly for Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, great to be on. It is.
One of the things that is obviously a major issue throughout this campaign is the economy, but Florida has been hit particularly hard, especially with housing prices and unemployment. What do you see as the biggest reasons for that, and what have you heard from these candidates that give you optimism that if they're elected, that might change?
Well, we have three legs to our stool of our economy, tourism, construction, and home building especially, and then agriculture. Two of those three are in pretty good shape. The housing market is just flat and in some cases upside down. I believe that all of these candidates have expressed an interest of getting government out of the way, of growing our economy not through some sort of stimulus program, but just returning confidence to the people and to the economy, and then giving certainty that there's not going to be some government regulation that's going to cripple business in the future. I think those are the things that I'm looking for in a candidate. I think all four of them are offering that.
What in particular in terms of regulation, tax uncertainty, or other policies from the current administration do you think have contributed to Florida's economic problems?
Well, I think just overall they have punished a lot of the businesses in this in the whole country, and that puts a drag on our economy. That too affects Florida because of the tourism. We need people coming. Now, certainly we have foreign visitors, but we need Americans coming to Orlando, Florida, and visiting the attractions there. And until jobs are created all over the country, we're going to be in trouble. And I think what they've done is just said they pushed the envelope on regulations. They pushed the envelope on from the EPA to banking to U.S. Department of Agriculture or whatever. 98% of the people that walk in my door that have a problem with some regulation by some agency of government, which has gone beyond what even the statutory authority they have would allow.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Daniel Webster. And Congressman, let's talk a little bit about the campaign that's been waged down there. First of all, a ton of money on the airwaves, and I'm sure quite an infusion of media and campaign staff. What's the impact of that been, at least short term, on Florida's economy?
Well, it's made it a state that's been, which is already is competitive, but they've shown that there have been millions of dollars spent. I wish more of it had been spent on talking about the issues and not necessarily about their opponent and some sort of the negative things. I don't really appreciate that. However, it works, and so they use it. Every campaign uses it, which is sad. But I do believe that in the end, once we have a nominee, the president is going to have a rough ride, and Florida is going to be competitive, but I think the Republicans will win Florida.
There's been some reports to suggest that as the campaign got increasingly negative between Romney and Gingrich, that perhaps independents especially, but also some more moderate Democrats may have been turned off a little bit. Do you think there's going to be a lingering impact? You just said you think the Republicans will carry Florida, but do you think there's a little bit of a stench in the air after all of this negativity?
There definitely have to be some rebuilding. But however, I think there is, at least among Republicans and independent-minded voters, I believe there is a common enemy, and that is the current president.
Let's talk a little bit about where you stand in this. Have you endorsed anyone officially?
I have not. I have not endorsed anyone. I felt like that there's a difference between I'll vote for somebody, and I already have today, but on the other hand, supporting or endorsing is a little more public, and I haven't been willing to do that.
What do you make of the fact that Florida is the first state so far to not have the proportional delegate allotment, meaning whoever wins today is going to get a much bigger boost officially than they did from any of the earlier states?
I think that's why you saw so much money spent here in Florida, because it's a winner-take-all, and that's important. There's no question about it. So you could win by a percent, but you could get a whole lot of delegates.
but the delegate count could have been double because the state's been punished a little bit for once again moving up its primary. What do you make of Florida jumping in front and then forcing the other states to go even earlier? Was that a good move ultimately for the state to position itself still pretty early in the process, or is that more harm than good?
I think it's good. Again, Florida is probably the most diverse state of the four that have already had or having primaries, and I think they're more of a picture of the way the country's going to be. Setting it apart from other states is a good thing, and I think it's good for the candidates. It's good for Florida. We did lose some in delegates, but on the other hand, I think we gained a lot by the exposure.
In addition to the economy, sir, which issues do you expect to be pretty important in the minds of Floridians come November?
I don't see that the economy and jobs are going to be anything else than in first place when it comes to this presidential election. And in elections overall, I think it'll affect the Congress, U.S. Senate, and House also.
So it's going to be a great night for one of the candidates tonight, and certainly a decent run for Florida here over the past week and a half. Congressman, enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you when you get back to Washington.
Hey, great to be on. Thanks a lot.
Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He is obviously in the Sunshine State, which is at the center of today's Republican presidential primary. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.